This next one, all parents should receive lessons from the government on how to bring up their kids. Parenting lessons, according to the outgoing president of the Faculty of Public Health. He says the need is there for the state to step in to stop irreparable damage to kids. For Nola Meredith, Emma Wolfe battling this out. I began by asking Emma if this is a necessary action.
Well, this is obviously one of the most important and one of the most difficult jobs that people do. And we would teach people everything else. We teach people how to drive, how to operate heavy machinery, how to do their jobs properly. We train people, and that's completely normal. And, you know, why on earth is it such a kerfuffle about giving people, supporting them in such a difficult job and giving them parenting skills? It's not, I don't think this needs to be nanny statism. This is about giving people skills in what is a really, really tough and a brand new role that they're thrown into.
Fionnuala?
Well, I agree with you, Emma, that parenting is one of the most important and indeed one of the most challenging jobs that you can do. I don't think it's valued half enough. But what my concern is, you know, who's the government to set itself up as an expert on proper parenting? And you come to that, what is proper parenting? I think the risk with something like this is that parenting gets transformed from a relationship, right, between you and your child, into a skill or a technique or something like that, which must be learned from appropriately qualified professionals. And I actually think that's quite undermining to parents. Sure, those of us who are parents, I don't know if you are or not, Emma, but, you know, you certainly feel like you need advice from time to time. And you might get that, you know, from friends or family or, you know, there's a lot of parenting websites that people do find useful. But to say it should be compulsory lessons, because I guess that's what this guy is saying, that, you know, parents must learn how to do this, I do think that actually erodes confidence. I actually think it's very patronising to parents.
Well, the thing is, we know that the early years are intensely, they're formative, you know, they're completely crucial, they're formative
of course,
in a person's
yeah.
life. And, you know, I was thinking about adoptive parents. I know people who are adopting and they're going through really, really rigorous, not only testing, but, you know, all of the background checks, all of the. And I think in the wake of the terrible Ellie Butler case, I think we do need to look again at this. I'm not at all saying that, you know, it's not about undermining parenting or undermining parents' confidence in their own skills. Because a lot of it is instinctive, a lot of it is just to do with love and support. But actually, I think good parents won't object to this. And bad parents, I mean, there have been too many cases where parents just literally don't have a clue what they're doing. And actually, you know, it's too important a job. You know, many parents, especially dads, are sent home from hospital without a clue. It doesn't need
Why especially dads? Sorry,
but if you've never been a parent before, how would you know what to do?
Well, that's what you do. You learn.
They're sent home from hospital without a clue.
You learn on the job. That's what you do. You don't have the government telling you how to raise your children. I keep coming back to this idea. Well, what is considered proper parenting? Because we all bring up our children with our own ideas and values and the things we want to teach them. And that will differ, of course.
Of course. But they're not advocating.
No, hang on a minute, Emma. Hang on a minute, Emma. That will differ from family to family. So we don't. What are they going to teach us then? You know, how to be nice to our kids? What my concern is that the government is assuming more and more responsibility for child rearing. And to extent, sometimes you feel like it's this kind of moral crusade against parents. I don't want state intervention in family life unless it is absolutely necessary. You mentioned a couple of awful cases. Yes, of course, that's dreadful. That's criminal. We're not talking about that. I think that the difficulty here is that parent blaming, it actually allows the government to dodge the fact that the complex social problems that John Ashton mentions, things like, you know, anxiety, anorexia, obesity, they actually have many causes, and it's simplistic just to blame the parents.
I don't think it needs to be made adversarial like that. I think you're over politicising it. I don't think it's about the government telling you what to do. I think it's about offering parents a basis.
But I don't think it is. I don't think it's offering. I think it's telling them.
Can I speak now? It's about offering them a basis of support and skills, which actually many parents would welcome because, as Stephen says, it's a brand new job. You're sent home and why do we train people on how to operate heavy machinery and we give them absolutely no training in how to bring up children, which is so important?
Bringing up a child is not the same as driving a crane. It's a relationship. It's not a technique or a skill.
Yeah, but there are things that the professor behind this, he's saying that, look, what about helping kids to understand what an eating disorder is and help them deal with that if they get it, bad relationships with parents, things like that.
And there are techniques and skills, and it's not about wagging your finger or blaming anyone, but there are techniques and skills on, you know, I don't know, nutrition and play and all those kinds of things and anxiety.
He told the Times newspaper also things like stopping teenagers turning to online porn and all that kind of thing that happens to some kids in life.
I think that's fair enough if parents ask for help with that kind of thing. You know, and often they do. And God knows, parents do need help when they ask for it. And as I say, they get that from a number... Hang on a minute. They get that from a number... Oh, what do you think? The bad parents are just going to be coerced into a class then and told how to be good
parents? I'm saying it's the parents.
Come on, it's far more complex.
The problem parents that don't ask for help.
Yeah, so what do you suggest? They're sent to compulsory classes and taught how to be good parents?
I'm agreeing with what John Ashton says, which is that we should offer this to parents. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, offer it. Or
it doesn't need to be adversarial. It's you know.
Yeah,
it can be,
but hang on a minute. You know, the government should give parents lessons on how to raise their children. That sounds quite compulsory to me. That sounds like something that is not optional. That sounds like saying, right, we have the answers and we're going to tell you the answers and we're going to tell you how to raise your children. And I am profoundly uncomfortable with that level of state intervention in my life.
Okay, interesting stuff. Thank you very much indeed, ladies. Thank you. Catherine. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think? We're nearly out of time, by the way.
I know. Mine's very tongue-in-cheek. Just a little bit of fun there. But it's the hardest job in the world, definitely. And especially have
you... I don't know. You should try looking after this team in here.
If you've got children,
I've got about 8 kids in here to look after.
If you have children with certain needs as well, when that bombshell hits you, it's not so easy. But
see,
there was a certain MP...
You see, by the time, Catherine, I change all their nappies in here in the morning and all.
But there was a certain gentleman very high up. Well, he's not so much now. And he left his child behind.
David Cameron forgot about his child for a moment, didn't
he? A pub or... So, you know, cut us and we all bleed. We're all human.
Well, listen,
it's trial and error.
Finney's just throwing his dummy out of the pram, so I need to go and tend to him.
His nappy.
Yes. Thank you,
have
Catherine.
A lovely day.
Have a good 12th, everybody. Whatever you're doing.